At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Presented by Zadok Jewelers.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live from the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles here at the Golden Nugget. We love it here, and we want you. Listen, it's just 2 hours down. It's so much easier than going to Vegas. So much easier, and you got everything you could possibly want. I love the poker room here. They got three tables going, and it's just a great, great room. And everything about it. I really, really love this place, and we appreciate you guys having us here. And please, let's just move the show here. We'll just move here. Let's move the show to the Golden Nugget.
Cheaper for you.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. So you made reference to my. I want to just tell everyone. Don't move to L.A. Okay. Don't do it. Because it is everything there. It's two times or more expensive than here. Everything there. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Two
times.
It doesn't
matter what it is. I mean, my gas bill this month was like three times what I pay here.
Yeah.
My electric bill is three times what I pay here.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Wow.
It's stupid, stupid, stupid.
Man. And gasoline? Oh, well, you have electric, but... maybe that's why your electricity's high.
Why?
Because your truck?
No. My electricity, before I got my truck there, was high. So
you don't know.
Yeah, no, I do know. I know what I paid before and after my truck got there. So, it's just stupid. Just stupid. Don't move there. I just tell you. That's all I'm saying.
Weather's nice.
The weather's beautiful. But I brought that here. You see what this week we're going to have here?
We got an 80-degree February coming
up. An 80-degree February, but it's cool at night. It's like L.A.
As long as it's not humid, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful what we're going to have this week in Houston. So you can thank me for that.
92 isn't bad. If it's a dry 92, 92 is not that bad.
No, stop already.
It's the humidity's the only thing. Well, dew point.
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, the big story this weekend, obviously, was Luka Doncic. De'Aaron Fox, let's not sleep on that. The Spurs got better, and maybe for years to come. He's 27 years old, so that's a nice, nice get for them, for Wembanyama. That combination is going to be pretty good. I don't know that they're going to be good right away, make the playoffs right away, but they're going to be better. That's going to be a better situation. There's no question about that. But Luka Doncic to... Okay, so Kleber went too, but what are they going to do at center, the Lakers? I mean,
well,
does this make them better this year, the Lakers?
No, but this isn't designed for this year.
Well, LeBron doesn't have much time left.
It's their star moving forward. You know, they got their centerpiece moving forward. They think. The only thing, if this motivates him to get in better shape. The guy can play. I mean, it's not like he's been in good shape in the past, and he's played at a really high level.
So let me ask you this.
It's not his play. It's now his, can he stay healthy?
Are we just resigned to the fact that the Lakers just get the best players? They got Wilt. They got Kareem. They got Shaq. They got Powell. They got
Magic.
I mean, they drafted Magic. I mean, they got these guys. All those guys came over, and the league lets it happen. When Chris Paul was traded to the Rockets, the league stopped it. This trade should have been stopped. I mean,
the
commissioner.
The first time that Chris Paul was going to go.
Right.
that no commissioner should let this trade happen. This is a ridiculous trade.
Why? You have to let this go.
Why wouldn't they let Chris Paul go?
Well, wait a minute. Why would you not stop? You've got Anthony Davis, who's an all-pro defensive player. Luka, who's been hurt since, like, why would you keep this from happening?
Well, first of all, you really hurt the player because he lost about $177 million.
So? Well, yeah. Nobody, F that player.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about Luka's money. No, I'm not worried about Luka's
money. You don't
have
to, like, no one said you, so what, the league's telling him, sorry, Dallas, you're on the hook for $345 million, and that fat ass can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Man, I'm tired of Luka's ass. Luka, like, seriously, what do you, this is a serious thing, I was thinking about this. It's now in college. It's now in college sports too, because NIL. If you only care about if the most important thing to you is the bag, is money, then why in the world, when the money is this high, what keeps you playing? What motivates you? Like, I think most players are not. I think a high percentage of players are not motivated. Do they want to win a championship? Yes, but do they really want to do what it takes to win a championship? Chris Paul once told a room full of us, it was about 14 of us, he was shocked at how few guys in the NBA wanted to win a championship. Like, truly wanted to win a championship.
Yeah.
Cared enough to do what it took, which is, he's like, I drink bone broth every day for a meal. He goes, because I got to try to keep my weight down. He goes, I'll do whatever it takes. I really want to win. He said, I was in the league 2 years when I realized, oh, my God, I thought everyone wanted to, like, really, that was the thing that drove them. And he said, I found out. And remember when Chris Paul came into the league, he came in when the money wasn't, well, it was high, but it wasn't like it is now. What in the world, if Luka's out of shape right now, he can't stay in shape and now can't get back on the court because he doesn't stay in condition, he won't do his dietary stuff, when he gets $345 million guaranteed, or whatever the number is now, it's going to be $250, whatever it ends up being, what's going to make him really, like, is he going to, at some point, I guess, when the money doesn't matter because he has so much money he can't spend it, maybe something goes, well, now what? I got all this money. And maybe something will click and he says,
well,
You know what? My legacy's at stake.
Well,
and that could happen.
Wait a minute. Put him with LeBron and maybe it changes.
Because Charles Barkley actually got lighter when he went to Phoenix. Yeah. Remember, he leaned down when he wanted to be the best he could. And I think he wanted to stick it to the 76ers. But he leaned down at one point. So maybe that will happen. But the money now is so astonishing that if you have any quit in you, you're probably going to quit once you get a Supermax deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Zion Williamson.
Well, okay, what kind
of
influence is LeBron going to have on him?
A positive one. Well, in theory, positive. But how much longer is he going to be there? 2 years?
Yeah, at most.
Right. Like, he'll be out there on the West Coast.
I mean, this might motivate LeBron, and this might motivate.
Now that you pay what you're paying in L.A., now, granted, like, if you're a mid-level NBA player, and that's good money. But in L.A., based on everything you're telling me, how much houses are costing, homeowners insurance.
Oh, no, you've got to make Luka money.
Yeah. If you're a mid-level player, I do not want to sign with L.A.
No.
I am not signed. I'll go play for the Spurs. I am not going to sign with the Lakers or the Clippers.
You got to have Luka money to live there. I'm telling you. Just to live halfway distance.
I think the thing that will be good for Luka is that he hears all this stuff and he's going to want to prove people wrong.
Yep.
Now, if he does it, then he's literally checked out of trying to win championships. He just, because he'll play really well at his weight whenever he's healthy.
I wonder if Luka ever saw this coming. I think it blindsided everybody, including him.
He was never even on the radar.
No. I mean,
they went to one team.
The most ridiculous. Everyone.
They said, we want Anthony Davis. I'll bet we can get this deal done.
Everyone I saw yesterday was like, really, Luka? I mean, what? Yeah. It's crazy. I woke up yesterday and went, what? What?
But is it going to – so one of the things that I've studied over the years is like, you can find
I thought
this.
I was getting ball sacked. I honestly thought I was getting ball sacked.
So if you go look at Hakeem Olajuwon's games played. So an interesting thing is going and looking at players' games played in NBA, and it usually starts off in the high 70s to in into the 80s. And then there's eventually a spot where you start to have injuries. But for some of these guys, like Shaq, go look at Shaq. So Shaq is a guy famously, like Luka, that carried more weight and started having lower body issues, and he just wouldn't get in the type of shape he needed to, and had a tremendous amount of missed games due to lower body injuries. Zion can't get rid of lower body injuries, has it? Luka now is dealing with one that's lasted over a month. and he's playing at a heavy weight. A lot of these guys who carry excess weight, once they get into their mid to late 20s, it starts to become a real problem. For Zion, it's happened earlier. But you also kind of worry about his motivation. But for Shaq, I didn't worry about Shaq's motivation, but he was too heavy. The Rockets knew that Yao Ming had a foot issue, and they knew they needed to keep him below 300. Now, Yao is a massive man, so 280 pounds was light. He was skinny at 280, right? Except he always had a thicker lower body, even when he was kind of skinny in his upper body. But the Rockets, the story I heard from the Rockets, is they went to Yao's house one time because they had to get him because he was, like, asleep. For some reason, somebody from the Rockets had to go over there. And they say Yao had beer cans and pizza boxes around the house. They're like, oh, my God. Well, okay. We got to keep Yao's weight down so he doesn't hurt
okay,
the
you get out of communist
foot.
China, you know what you're going
to
get?
No, I get it. Yeah, yes. I get it. But they said Yao liked to go. He liked to go pretty hard with
good,
the pizza and
good
beer.
Good for him. God bless.
Yeah.
But
they were like, oh, no. Once he starts getting injured. And, of course, Yao, once he got injured.
That's how I would go if I was in the NBA.
Oh, your Supermax would be a disaster. Well, so would mine. Yeah. I'm just telling you now. You give me a Supermax here at Gal.
No. You know what the Supermax at Gal is?
No. I don't think we have one.
We got to talk about. I tell you what we got. We got the Supermax windows at Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows is the best window in the market, okay? And here's the deal is, yeah, you're going to pay for the best. You're going to pay for the best windows. You're going to pay for the best insulation. You're paying for the best warranty. You're paying for the best security, privacy. You're paying in a lot of instances you get paid back. If you got windows that are let all your air conditioning escape all the time, guess what? You're losing money. You're saving money with Gulf Coast Windows. Pay for the best. Be the best, get the best. And the best is Gulf Coast Windows. Go see the showroom. If you're building a house or a business and you're putting in crappy windows, what are you doing? Okay? That doesn't make any sense at all. Get the best. Be the best. Gulf Coast Windows. Jim Fiumi, been doing this forever, and he's got to get the Pinnacle Award for the Better Business Bureau. That's the best. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, welcome back here live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We are in the DraftKings Sportsbook. What? It is awesome. You can see us now. They put on all the TVs. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube or wherever you watch us, you can see us a little bit better. Now, Lance, you still had your camera off for the last segment.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you probably did. But here we are. And if you want to call in, anything you want to talk about, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. There is a theory out there. The Adelsons, big casino people.
Yeah.
They bought the Mavericks from Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And the theory is that either they use the Mavericks to help bring casino gambling to the state of Texas, or they sabotage the team so badly that that no one will care if they leave Dallas for Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Boy, conspiracy theorists work overtime now.
Well.
No one will care. I don't care. Just take them to Vegas. Neither one of those is accurate. No. NBA makes money. You own an NBA team, you make money.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe not truth. At the time, but the value goes up.
Yeah, when you sell it,
yeah.
You will realize a profit.
Yes, you will realize a nice profit.
It's like a home.
No team has ever lost money.
Market. No,
ever.
No owner's ever lost
no.
money. And so, I can't do this. These conspiracy theories have gotten so stupid now. Like, literally everything has a conspiracy theory to it. Not one thing just happens independent anymore. There's some nefarious situation going on behind it. How about the fact that they were just sick of Lucas crap? And they said, I'm tired of this guy. He won't do what we ask him to do.
Mm.
We got a bill coming up of $345 million that we're going to have to pay. We're getting rid of him before we have to pay this bill. You want to talk about what else you get for him and all that? That's fine. But getting rid of a guy who doesn't want to do what you ask him to do, like is too difficult to deal with. This is not the first time this has happened. We've seen guys get dealt in professional sports. Now, it's one of the biggest trades that I can recall in NBA history.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, it is. But I could, if we sat and thought about it, I bet we could come up with four or five within the next 15 minutes of NBA, NFL, or college, or NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball, where guys got traded who were good, and we were surprised by it. But maybe it was because, you know, for reasons. I mean, a lot of times it's financial reasons.
Yeah.
You just don't want to pay it. For him, you didn't want to pay it, and because, I mean, it's the price of doing business now. If you want to have a super player, they're going to cost you. Like, you have to really hope that they're about that life because the money's going to be so high that it's F you money, and it's all guaranteed.
Wouldn't be the first time a guy didn't live up to a huge
right.
contract.
No, I mean,
because
Kawhi Leonard.
Because he wasn't disciplined enough.
Kawhi Leonard.
I don't know that he wasn't
disciplined.
I don't
know if it's disciplined. He just doesn't ever play.
No, but there's – right. Well.
For whatever reason, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's had injuries, but – But I was just thinking, man, you know, the Adelsons are trying to make a destination resort casino built around the Mavs. How cool would it be that you had a casino hotel?
Well, it'd be great.
With a basketball team.
Yeah.
I mean.
You mean like at the Astrodome?
Yes.
If we turn that into a casino hotel resort. No! Don't blow it up! It's our history!
It is our history. Oh, if
I lived here,
if the Italians thought like you, then we wouldn't have the Coliseum.
This
today
isn't
to
the
go
Coliseum.
Through.
No one cares
in
about this.
2,000 years it would.
No one cares
in
about 2, this.
2,000 years.
If it's such an impressive,
you don't have any foresight.
Well, do people go visit the Coliseum? Don't they?
Yes, people will come here.
No
and
one goes to
Astrodome.
Visit the Astrodome. They're
not
like,
now. Nobody did it to Coliseum when it was 20 years old.
Oh, there's so many stadiums. This is nothing.
No, it's the first.
Coliseum is one of.
You have no foresight.
There's no.
It will make.
I mean, honestly,
Houston the
tear that
place
down. We're an
visit.
Embarrassment. And how about this? We still pay. The city still has to pay for the Astrodome.
It's perfect. Perfect. Pay for
that
future.
Junky ass place.
It's paid for our
we
future.
Still have to pay for that. And now Hannah and Cal are going to go after a new stadium, so that they can have revenue, more revenue for
Ooh,
suites.
I don't know how that's going to go. They're over.
It's not going to go over great at all. We're already paying for the Astrodome, and nothing. We're paying for.
They
rats.
Want that janky ass stadium out of there too.
So do I. So does most of Houston.
No.
If you put a poll out there.
You have no foresight.
If you put a poll out there, what percentage of Houstonians do you think? Because it's going to be sports fans. Do you think over 70% of the sports fans want it gone? I think higher than that. I think probably 76, 77%.
Want it gone?
Astrodome gone, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. There's a lot of memories in that building.
Like what?
Like great baseball games, great football games. Are you kidding? 100-point Cougar games?
There's not that many memories.
There's great memories.
Your memories are from the 60s and early 70s. You got
80s and 90s?
You got Lou Alcindor versus
Billy Wagner, Hall of Famer, pitched in there?
Barely. Well, yeah, I know. He actually pitched
yeah,
something in there. He actually pitched something in there.
Yeah.
But
Doug Rader?
So who cares? They blow up Yankee Stadium.
Stadium
has way more history
no
than
foresight.
Us. Boom, gone. Yeah, I do have foresight. Turn that sucker into a big ass casino and resort.
I would love that.
And people will come like over there like
that.
Crazy.
I would love that.
Honestly, then why? Then let me blow that thing up. Let me get a little taste of it. I've got a great idea. I only want 2% for this idea. Build a casino and resort there. Boom, 2%.
Michael, big ups to Michael. He brought us water this morning. Thank you so much, Michael. His wife was going to call in, and she wanted to get in on what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. But Sean apparently doesn't like women to call into the show.
Oh, man, that's heartbreaking.
Man, terrible. I mean,
or she couldn't get in because there was a bunch of calls.
Too many calls. Or Sean didn't
or
want.
Or she didn't get on time.
Now, he probably said, no, sorry, no women on this show, and hung up on her.
Sorry, lady. Get out of here.
No dames. Yeah. No broads.
No broad.
Did you say no broads?
Is that what you told her, Sean?
No, I said this for the fellas. This is for guys to vent about
Mondays
their wives
for
and
the
girlfriends.
Yeah.
And
Mondays for the boys.
Yeah. Right.
Mondays for the boys.
Yep. This is Augusta National before Condoleezza Rice got there. Right?
The good old days.
The good old days. All right, we got a break because we got Ship Talk coming up next right here. What, you don't have no Ship Talk? What are you talking about? You don't have Ship Talk? Did you just take off today?
He's on remote.
Look, he's just sitting here.
Well, maybe Dell's going to trash talk you for the whole segment. That'll be Ship Talk.
Ship Talk. We don't ever do Ship Talk when I'm on remote. What's he talking about?
I know.
You always do Ship Talk.
Not when I'm out.
What, Sean can't play the audio?
We've never done this when I'm out.
Oh, my God. How lazy is
he? Because Sean would have to edit
everything.
He just
sits there. You could edit it.
No, I don't have the software to edit anything. I don't.
Oh, nice. Didn't even get the shot software. Didn't even bring that with
him. Yeah, because it costs. I'm not paying for that.
Oh, my God. Do your job. Okay, let's just do your job.
We've never done Ship Talk when I'm on remote. He's like, hey, we're Ship Talk.
But we were usually not on remote on Mondays.
But when we are, I don't do it.
Probably
not. It's
not
new.
Oh, my God. The worst show ever now. Thanks, Adele.
Your name's
sabotaging the show again just so we can move in. He and Sean can move into this spot.
No women
on the show and no Ship Talk. Okay, great.
No one wants to get up and do this show.
Not even us.
Exactly. I don't
want to
do it.
Nobody wants this spot. I tell you this, though. Game Day Men's Health, I want that. I've got it in my life, and I love it in my life. You will, too. A free consultation. They got 11 stores open now. Jared just opened one now in Pearland. No. Jared is in Edo. And there's a new one open in Pearland. Get down to see them. I go to the Willowbrook location. There's Katy. It's all over the city now. They've got 11 locations, and there's going to be 20-some by the time, or even more by the time this is said and done. I love what they do for me. I feel great. I really do. I feel great, and it's because of what they do. Peptides to help you get your goals. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to lose weight? You want to gain muscle? You want to get in – Do you want to be more focused? Do you want your sex life to be better? All of these things. They've got peptides for everything. And if you're low on testosterone, guess what? You're not going to be yourself. You're not going to be as good as you can possibly be. So find out. When you're getting your 30s, 40s, 50s, and your testosterone starts to drop, you're not as good as you were. Be your best. GameDayMensHealth.com. Free consultation, okay, which the other places don't have. Absolutely free, and labs on site, which they don't have either. So you find out right away what you got to do, and they do it. GameDayMensHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here, GameDayMensHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. No Ship Talk today because Dell, well, lazy. So we will, maybe we'll get that Wednesday when we get back.
Unlikely.
Unlikely. Terrible. I mean, everybody was clamoring for Ship Talk.
Yeah.
Jackie was like, where's Ship Talk today?
Yeah, no one does a show for Jackie.
Okay. Everybody's clamoring for Ship Talk nothing.
The only show for Jackie is the Fisher Port in Bolivar. No one cares about that but him, so we don't do shows for Jackie.
Oh, we do shows. Jackie is our constant.
Shows about shortstops or catchers.
Yeah.
Backup catchers and stuff.
That's what.
He likes that kind of stuff.
He does? Backup catchers?
He likes off-brand baseball.
He likes boring stuff.
Yeah.
That's why he lives, I guess, there. I don't know. And that's why he doesn't have hair. I don't know.
Because he likes boring stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think that's it. So the Rockets have now lost a couple in a row. No reason to panic. However,
seems like you're panicking, though.
No. But the last game, they were very lifeless. At home, they didn't have a lot of juice. And they are a better team on the road than at home this year. I don't think there's obviously no reason to worry. But it was surprising. I mean, this is where we are now, where we're surprised if they have a game where they come out flat. It used to be we'd be surprised if they played an entire game where they were good. Now we're surprised where they're flat in one game over the last, like, five or six games. So it's a good problem to have. Hopefully they'll be more focused. And, you know, we still need to see them play well in a fourth quarter of a game. That really has not been the case now for several games in a row where they have struggled several games in a row now. Or most games in many games in January, they struggled in the fourth quarter to play well and to finish strong. A lot of those ended up in wins, but a lot of times they had big leads that they just kind of tricked off. So playing in the fourth quarter is important, and then coming out and having a really focused effort next time out is going to be important as well. So we'll see what happens. Fred VanVleet was injured in that game, foot injury. What's the latest on Fred and his availability?
Haven't seen anything. But whatever the – I mean, listen, Alpe's been down. And
he's out today.
Yeah. Alpe's been
so,
down.
So game today, Rockets play today, and Fred VanVleet will not play.
Mm-hmm. So we need to get our guys out. Listen, they got a 2.5-game lead over Denver now. They're in third place. I don't know that there's much difference between second and third. You do get home court advantage in the second round, which would be awfully nice. But
why did we come back for a game and now we're back out to New York?
I told you this is the roughest stretch of the season.
What was the purpose of that?
I don't know.
You got them in Boston and Cleveland, then you say, let's head back to Houston, and then back out to New York.
It's like a road stop.
That's stupid.
It's a road stop.
What are they doing?
If you don't do two games in a row, it's like a road stop because you just stopped here, and then you went back out on the road.
Just let you come back to pay some bills or let a dog out.
One night in your bed, yeah.
God, I need to water some plants. I need to let the dog out. I need to whatever. Like, what are you coming back for? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the players are probably happy to get back even for
one night.
But because you got to travel regardless, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense from a
– Well, they got to sleep Friday and Saturday nights in their beds. That's it. And then Sunday they leave for New York, and then they play tonight. So –
How many games have the Rockets won without Şengün in the lineup?
Without Şengün? I don't know what that number is. What is it?
Zero.
Zero games without Şengün.
Yep. They have not won when Alperen Şengün has not been on the lineup.
That makes sense.
Last year there were not a lot of Rocket fans, but some that weren't very smart that said, like, look at the Rockets are playing better without Şengün. Like,
no. No.
And then it trailed off at the end of the year. And that thing went away. You know the Turkish fans get really mad when Şengün gets benched, right? Like they lose their mind. He needs to go to a different team, a team that appreciates him. This coach they hate. The Turkish fans hate Ime Udoka. They think he's really mean. They think that he's very mean to Şengün, and he doesn't treat other players.
He's a mean bad
the
bad
other players that look different than Alperen do not get treated the same way.
Wow. How do they look different?
Go read not the, what,
name all the players that look the same as Alperen.
None.
Right. I mean, nobody looks just like him.
Everyone else gets treated fairly,
right,
except Alperen. He gets his feet held to the fire.
Yeah.
He gets benched for things.
Yeah. Julian wants to get in here on the show. Let's bring in our good friend Julian. Hey, Julian, what's going on? How are the 49ers looking right now?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, brother. We're not talking about the 49ers today, all right? We're talking about L.A. and this traffic that I'm in. I don't like coming over here, and this has reinforced the fact that I will not come back over here. Nobody can drive. We're going 15 to 20 miles per hour. And, Hollywood, I don't know how you do it, sir. This is terrible.
Well, I mean, 6:30 traffic ain't great in Houston either, brother. It starts to heat up around 6:30.
I'm well aware of 6:30 traffic over there.
Where are you?
I am on the way to North Hollywood. I'm coming from Mira Lima, Loma.
What street are you on?
It looks like I'm on. It opened up because I got off of 10. I'm on 71 now.
Yeah.
But I was
okay,
on
so,
10, and dude, it was terrible.
So listen. Lance, I told you, I mean, Houston traffic blows.
L.A.'s worse.
L.A. is the worst
but it's 6:30.
Place in the world.
6:30 is normal. What bothers me about L.A. is when it's 8:30.
Wait a minute. It's Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's stopped.
I don't know when the last time you were driving from the outskirts of Chicago into Chicago.
It's bad.
It sucks 24/7.
It's terrible.
It's the worst.
The worst. The worst.
Sunday, but it LA, might as well be Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
L.A. kicks it up, even Chicago.
Uncertain
but everywhere you go, well, every highway, the whatever, the 101, right. the 10, the 5, the,
right.
whatever one you're on, it sucks. It's the worst. Okay, Julian, get out of there. Get out, okay? Yesterday, the 101 was shut down. Did you see the one? The Mexicans shut down the 101.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the protests. Did you see on our bridges on 59?
Yeah, I wasn't.
The Mexican protests?
Yeah, but didn't do anything to traffic.
It really, a lot of people are asking, wait a minute, they've got all Mexican flags out there, but they want to, but why, what, they want to stay here? Why have you got Mexican flags when they want to stay here? It doesn't make any sense.
Here we go.
It just doesn't make sense.
I feel like John's getting ready to start something.
Wouldn't they have American flags? We want to be here?
Well, it's a heritage thing, just like you and your Italian flag.
I don't ever use my Italian flag. Do you ever talk about
your Italian heritage?
No.
You always tell everyone you're Italian. I love America. You're American. You're not Italian.
America.
You know that, right?
Right. I'm American.
Don't touch anything.
This won't do anything.
You're doing
yes,
no.
it.
Don't turn us off. Don't unplug
yes,
anything.
Oh,
that will
don't
turn
touch
us
anything.
Off.
What are you
Wait
doing?
Till the break.
I need a thing.
We'll figure it out in the break.
Oh, my God.
Who's doing this?
Stop touching stuff.
And John Chill, you really want to be part of this? Yeah, I know, right? He's going to unplug.
He's just going to unplug something.
I would have just taken us off the air.
We'll do it.
He was just going to unplug whatever.
Okay, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Here.
Unplug it.
Where's mine?
This is yours.
We'll take mine off. And he can use that one.
Jeez.
What is wrong? Put yours on there.
Here.
No,
I need something plugged in. Sorry, I need electricity.
I don't want to pay
John's outrageous L.A. prices.
Sorry, I would unplug
the entire
show.
DraftKings is picking this one up, okay?
I bet their electric bill's pretty high here.
I bet it's high. Well, you think?
It's literally 1,000 TVs.
What do you think about Underdog? That's the question.
I love Underdog. Underdog Fantasy is a chance for you to have fun at the big game. Well, I mean, you're going to be watching it, so play along with it. And what I mean by that is they're going to have so many statistics for you to choose from, and I'll look it up right now. I had a big day yesterday, a 300 and something winner because I used their 70% profit boost. That's why you got to check the lobby all the time. Check lobby. But with the big game that's coming up, you have an opportunity to take advantage of so many different statistics where you're going higher or lower. Higher or lower, higher or lower. And with the Pick'em Challenge, it's never been easier. And usually when you go in there, I'll tell you who I think is really good. I think Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden has higher or lower a pack of plays, higher or lower for four or five different players. And he'll pick them for you. And he's really good at this. Like, he's very successful. Remember, with Underdog Fantasy, you've got flex options. So you can pick four players, higher or lower, but get paid still if only three of them come in. Or you can do up to six and get paid if five or even four come in. And you're taking your sports knowledge that you already have. You're watching the game anyway. Go higher or lower on the statistics. Don't be afraid to go lower. Don't be afraid. Everyone goes higher. Don't be afraid to go lower. But you can win real money up to 1,000 times your original play. And when you make your first deposit, when you download the app and make a deposit, use promo code Lance, and they'll be able to hook you up to $1,000 bonus cash. But you got to use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
And we are here with our good friend John Chill, who you hear Thursdays right here, but you're hearing him on Monday as well. It's Super Bowl week. It's a big week. So what a time, huh, John? This is, you guys, this weekend, not much. That was, I mean, Pro Bowl weekend is probably the worst sports weekend that we have.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, Pro Bowl. We had a little bit of the UFC, some boxing. UFC was early in the morning, and then college basketball is picking up, and a lot of upsets Saturday in college hoops, which
yeah.
is interesting.
Oh, my God, everybody. Yeah. How about so. Iowa State at home? How about Kansas was winning yeah. by 20 and they lost by yes. what by 11 or whatever? Yeah.
And I think they had an 8-point lead with 3 minutes left. Uh-huh. I said, yeah, they're rebounding, they'll make it. And you look, and
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was insane. So basketball's coming in, 6 weeks to March Madness? That's crazy. I mean, time's flying. So definitely a transition there.
Well, make your sports. Now. So that's what we got. Make your reservation now. Because the best, I think the best sports weekend of the year is that it's game after game after game after game on Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, it
that
is.
That weekend?
It's a sports bettor's dream. That's my biggest holiday of the year, Thursday and Friday. We're already starting to, I think we're probably at 20, 30% already, 6 weeks out as far as reservations coming in here. But yeah, it's. We'll open up at 8 in the morning, get ready for that. I think the first game starts at 11.
11, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely make your reservations and come here. It's an all-day event. You know, the games don't stop, but those are the two biggest. That's probably, behind the Super Bowl, the second biggest.
Second biggest. Yeah. So make your reservations now because we're full for the Super Bowl right now.
Pretty much. There's a little bit of very
no, I mean in here, though.
In here, yeah.
Yeah, and this is full.
Blue Martini, we got a party going on in Blue Martini as well. That's kind of filling up a little bit. So if you want to come down, Blue Martini's open. And then we have Cadillac open as well. We'll be doing stuff in there. So
For the game. So hotel rooms are still available?
Yes.
Yes, yep, still got hotel rooms available.
Yep.
So if you, hey, you got a wild hair, hey, let's drive 2 hours down the road. And enjoy the game with everybody where you can bet on it here, all the different props and everything else that you can get. You can do it in the Cadillac bar. And actually, you can bring kids at the Cadillac, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if you got kids, yeah, bring them down to Cadillac. It's a good time. We got probably about 30, 40 TVs in there as well. And, you know, every angle is a good viewing angle in the Cadillac restaurant as well. So, yeah, it's a good time. So,
So you can still get here. You can still enjoy it. Still get a hotel. But better do it fast. Get on over here and let's party and watch the big game. Are you seeing any handle on it yet?
We're seeing, you know, it's still even money on the side. You know, we haven't seen any line movement. I think when we talked last week, it was -1.5, and it's remaining there. I saw it go up to 49. It's down back to 48.5. So I think a lot of things will stay stable, you know, throughout the week there. Seeing some changes in prop bets a little bit. Kelsey, we talked about Kelsey last week, and you're starting to see he was at -120. I think he's at -130 as far as his receptions.
Number? But, what is his number?
It's six.
Six?
Yeah.
Seven,
yeah, six. Yeah. So I like, you know, you get six or seven. I like it. Like I said, Philly, you know, they let the tight ends catch the ball. They don't get a lot of yardage, but you'll see some receptions, I think, in the middle there with him. And, of course, it's Mike. To me, I think I was just talking to the family yesterday, and I don't know if he wins, he retires, or he goes another year. So, you know, we'll see if Kelsey, you know, goes out. I think if they win, he retires.
That's what
you
I think.
Know, you know,
that's so. What I think. And
they got such a future in talk shows.
Yeah.
We had our guy, Five Star, came on last week. We have him come on every week, but it's he's on Friday, you're on Thursday. And one of the things that he likes is over 1.5 catches for DeAndre Hopkins. And now they had that same prop the week before, and it was a loser. He only had one catch. Yeah. But, you know, you see that number, and it looks so low, and you think, man, 1.5, all he needs is two catches. But think about this. It's the first and only time, it may be the only time, but it's the first time ever in his career he'll be in a Super Bowl. You know, I wonder, is there a chance that Pat Mahomes and maybe Andy Reid want to get him a quick catch? You know, one of those little throat just – now, if somebody's pressing him, then they're right up on him. Right. It's not. It doesn't make any sense to make those quick throws. But is there a chance they want to say, hey, let's in our script, let's get DeAndre the ball quickly and get him a throw early. He gets a throw in the first three plays of the script, and now you just need one more catch for the rest of the game. I mean, that's not bad.
No, that's not a bad prop bet there to get him involved early.
But he hasn't. But, you know, the problem is when you look at it, since Hollywood Brown came back, like so Andy Reid got Hollywood Brown involved early in the game in the last game. Mm-hmm. He It was like two or three throws to him early in the game, and then it like calmed down.
Well,
I don't
Juju
really know
had to hit all the overs.
Well, you got Juju, you got Hollywood, you got Xavier Worthy, you got DeAndre Hopkins, you got Kelsey. Like, and we haven't even talked about throwing to running backs out of the backfield. There's Justin Watson, there's Noah Gray. Like, man, there are a ton of guys. That's why it's tough to try to figure out catch counts when you have that many receivers.
I totally agree. I mean, he has so many options out there right now. You defend one, he's going to go the other way. And you know, it's interesting. But I do like, you know, DeAndre, like you said, first Super Bowl, and maybe Mahomes, you know, finds him.
Because that might be one of those things where he goes, Mahomes has been there.
Yeah.
A lot of Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. He may say, I want my guy to – look, I'm going to throw passes to everybody anyway. I want my guy to get
there.
Some early catches.
Well, I'd love Mahomes rushing yards over. Oh. He always runs in big games. Yeah. He is definitely going to take off. He's a weapon, and he ain't scared to run in these games. I love that number. And what is it? He'll have a run of over 12 and a half yards. I don't think there's any question he'll get that.
Yeah. Right? I was just looking now, over 40, he's plus 134. I mean, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
It's all he needs is one big run, a 22 yard run, and he's going to get that easily.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he increases as the playoffs go too. So, you know, as deeper he gets in the playoffs to the Super Bowl, I think his rushing yardage goes up as well.
That's something I'm absolutely going to play. You're not going to see a big handle until the weekend, right?
Yeah, we won't. We'll start seeing it, you know, Friday night, Saturday, and then really Sunday morning you'll start seeing the push.
When do people start coming in?
Yeah, we'll open up, I think, around 10, and then you know, we'll have some early bets going on there. There'll be a line, you know, at 10 o'clock, and then it'll stay steady the rest of the
thing
night.
I love about the Super Bowl as opposed to the NCAA tournament is you get to gamble. If you play poker, if you play blackjack, mm-hmm. you play pai gow, whatever you're playing, you get to play that all weekend, and then you stop for the game. It's a four-hour, five-hour thing, and then you go back to playing again. As opposed to the NCAA tournament, which is just game after game after game after game, and you're watching all of those games, you can't really get your casino on.
Right.
So I think the Super Bowl is perfect for you guys because you're able to do both.
Yeah, I mean, you could run right across the hallway here, play some slots, and like you said, the poker's walking. I mean, right here within DraftKings, and go play the you know, the game you like, and come back and, you know, with the 5:30 kickoff.
That's it. That's it.
It's 3-4 hours. So it's definitely a good time for the weekend.
With the halftime show, it's a 5-hour deal now.
Yeah.
So what's the percentage of Houstonians here?
That visit probably around 70. Yeah.
70%?
70, 80. Yeah. We'll get on weekends.
Wow.
You know,
70 to 80.
Yeah. I mean, there's some weekends, you know, we get a lot of traffic from Houston. And,
well, we got a little traffic coming in and going back.
Oh, did
a
you
lot
really?
Of times.
Yeah.
Not this time. This time wasn't bad for me. Yeah, yeah. But going back, there's always traffic because some idiot always has a wreck.
I've never come here. And my wife is from Lafayette, so we drive through here all the time.
All the time, yeah.
It's never a smooth ride. Not going back.
I lived in Phoenix.
Not going
for a
back.
While.
Well, you were living over here for how long?
Yeah, I mean, I was coming back and forth. Yeah, then you know, I go to Baton Rouge a lot. My daughter's up there, and then, but I'll be here 10 years and 2 weeks, and there's some parts of from here to Houston they still haven't fixed. I just sit there, I drive it, and I'm like, can you get it
10
to
years.
Two lanes again? This has been one lane for 10 years.
Men working. Nobody's doing nothing.
Where are they?
Yeah.
No one's
Would
working.
You fix this?
Man, this has been like, for the amount of traffic and the amount of construction that has been going on, they should have had mega rails. They should have had, you know, it should be like literally you should be able to go from Houston to New Orleans on some type of train.
Yes. That would be awesome.
That would be done in
Why
a
didn't
speed
you think
train.
Of this before this?
If they would, I just want 2% of any idea I come up with. That's all I want, 2%.
A big HOV light.
But seriously, can you imagine?
A metro, a rail?
Just from Houston, along I-10.
Yeah, but look how long it's taken to do the Dallas thing. I mean, it's like this has been a 25-year project.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Because everyone's got to get their beaks wet. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Everyone's got to get their beaks wet.
Not anymore.
Where's my money?
No, not under this administration.
Oh, he's a
– We get stuff done.
He's a wet beak guy. Don't worry about it.
So DraftKings Sportsbook and the Golden Nugget Lake Charles Casino, the place. But get your – for the tournament, guys, get your guys together. Yeah. Everybody gets a room. You come down. The weekend, it's the best weekend. The best weekend.
It is. It's the best weekend. And like I said,
it'll be nicer for the pool, too.
Pool will be, the weather will be good. I don't know. I think Houston spring break aligns with it. I have to look again.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think Houston spring break aligns with that week as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a good week for us. And like I said, sports book and second busiest 2 days that we have right behind the Super Bowl. What's interesting as far as busy days, the divisional is becoming the third busiest day.
Is it really?
Not even the champion. It used to be championship and Super Bowl.
Divisional.
Divisional is becoming.
Well, because divisional is the best.
You got 2 games.
Yeah,
days,
yeah. And but the divisional is the best weekend of the year.
It is. So you got a Saturday, you got a Sunday, you got 2 games.
Yeah. And then Monday.
Monday, too.
You got the college finals.
Yeah.
Monday,
yeah.
So that's how was that this year for you? Because, you know, we talked about the fact that the playoffs were a big deal until all of a sudden it wasn't.
Yeah.
They were waiting a long time to play the game, and we had NFL games, and we're in Houston, so you know, the Texans were a really big deal. And it's like we weren't talking college football championship at all by the end.
The right was okay, and I agree with you. I don't know if it was a regional thing, being both teams were for, you know, Notre Dame, Ohio State, but it seemed like it kind of died off when the NFL playoffs started a little bit. And, you know, I think that, you know, college football might have to look at it and rearrange the timing of that. But it seemed like,
well, now with this many teams, though, I don't know how you're going to do it. December 9th was perfect for it to end.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
January 9th. Yeah. January 9th was the perfect day for it to end.
It would be nice, too, maybe if the NFL does all their games on Sunday and maybe move the college to a Saturday. You know, I don't know. But, yeah,
NFL
it was a little.
Ain't
it was,
there NFL ain't doing that for nobody.
Yeah, they ain't doing they're not good.
Just greedy, selfish league. All right.
So, easy, John.
Yeah.
We're doing things the right way in the NFL.
what else?
All right. So, beautiful place. If you've never been here before, they got all the TVs on. It just doesn't get any better. There's not a place you can sit in here that you don't have access to 8, 10 TVs. So it is the place to come and get your whatever big game it is that you want to watch. Every NFL and college football weekend, spectacular here. And especially for these big events like the NCAA tournament, it just can't get better. So if you're looking for a place to go to get your gamble on, you're looking for a place to go to get your sports, whatever, your sports watching on, this is the place. We love it. Thanks, John,
all
as always.
Thank
we'll talk
guys.
To you Thursday. Give us all. Give me all the prop bets and everything
that
you
got. Yeah, we'll go through all those. I'll look and see what the changes are. Real quick, just looking as watching the Luka trade. That one, I don't know if you talked about Luke. Lakers went from 41 down to 16-1 as far as winning it all. And Dallas went from, I think, 20-1 up to 33-1, which is interesting. I don't know.
So are you guys able to take futures bets on the Rockets or no? Nothing on the Rockets.
Nothing on the Rockets.
Because I noticed that the Rockets, I was looking at a separate place, and I was like, holy crap, the Rockets were sick. This was before they lost a couple in a row. Yeah. They were sixth in the West.
Yeah.
To win the West, and I'm just thinking, how is this possible, the disrespect of the Rockets?
They're getting, and we can't bet the futures. But, yeah, the odds are good for Houston right now.
I mean, they are,
And they're, you know, they're getting better each week. They're starting to grow up and winning those close ones at the end, so it's good to see.
Yeah,
for the Houston. So
we are. It's fun, but you can bet it on the app.
Yep,
you can bet it on the app. You just can't bet it here.
Yep,
because of the relationship with Tillman. So that's all happening right here, Golden Nugget Lake Charles and the DraftKings Sportsbook. As always, John, we will talk to you on Thursday. Great, great stuff. And I'm talking about this Golden Nugget just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It doesn't get any better. We got, 12 restaurants in here. Great seafood restaurant right by the golf course here.
Yep.
But you get your burgers on. I had a burger last night in here in the DraftKings Sportsbook that was excellent, excellent, excellent. You're looking for a place to get your food on. This is it. You're looking for a place to get your bet on. This is it. You want casino gambling? You've got everything. It's like a Vegas casino, only you don't have to go. It doesn't take you 8 hours to get there. It's 2 hours down the road, just down I-10. Sometimes with the traffic, maybe a little bit more when they're messing around with the roadways. But it doesn't get any better. You don't have to buy a plane. You know, a plane ticket, it's just gas. Or if you got an electric truck, bing, it's electricity. All you need is just right here. I love the place. Pool with the party, the Blue Martini, and all the concerts that are coming up, and there are plenty. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. Find out for yourself, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.